Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. God Only Knows. Before Reggie Jackson played for the New York Yankees, he played a season for the Baltimore Orioles. Earl Weaver was the manager of the Orioles, and at times, he had a difficulty in handling Reggie Jackson. Weaver had a rule that no one could steal a base unless given the steal sign. This upset Jackson because he felt he knew the pitchers and catchers well enough to judge who he could steal and could not steal off of. So one game, he decided to steal second base without a sign. He got a good jump off the pitcher and easily beat the throw to second base. As he shook the dirt off his uniform, Jackson smiled with delight, feeling he had vindicated his judgment to his manager. Later, Weaver took Jackson aside and explained why he hadn't given the steal sign. First, the next batter was Lee May, his best power hitter other than Jackson. When Jackson stole second, first base was left open. So the other team walked May intentionally, taking the bat out of his hands. Second, the following batter hadn't been strong against that pitcher, so Weaver felt he had to send up a pinch hitter to try to drive in the men on base. That left Weaver without bench strength for later in the game, when he needed it. The problem was, Jackson only saw his relationship to the pitcher and catcher. Weaver was watching the whole game. You and I, too, see only so far. But God sees the bigger picture. When God sends us or our world a signal, it's wise to obey, no matter what we may think we know. Is this not what is so prevalent in our world today, and the cause of problems, large and small? So many people, so many groups, parties, and nations think that they know best about what to do. But unlike God, they do not see, or do not want to see, the bigger picture. This results in a myriad of problems that even Solomon would have a hard time solving. You and I, and so many others in our world, wind up like Reggie Jackson on second base. So what happens next? When was the last time God sent you a signal you needed to pay attention to? Seek to find Jesus in all the clutter of today. Someone you know needs to hear today's message. www.treatsforthesoul.org